After his big victory yesterday, Arnold Schwarzenegger will soon contend with the difficult task of governing California. He could be sworn in November 16th, depending on whether there's a legal challenge. Schwarzenegger acknowledged that there are tough choices ahead, even as he declared victory.
The first choice that we must make is the one that will determine our success. Shall we rebuild our state together, or shall we fight amongst ourselves, create even deeper division, and fail the people of California? Well, let me tell you something. The answer is clear. For the people to win, politics as usual must lose.
California Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger in his victory speech last night. Kevin Spillane is a Republican consultant based in Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does Schwarzenegger have a mandate, and what kind is it if he does?
Well, he certainly has a mandate in terms of the level of voter support he received last night. Close to 50% is the latest count, a little under. When you combine his vote with that of the other Republican candidate in the race, Tom McClintock, the Republicans received over 60% of the vote for governor, which is a remarkable showing. Given the Democratic tendencies of California. So clearly the voters are asking for change and sent a very clear message to the Democratic Party of Sacramento that they're not happy with how things have been going the last few years.
Indeed, Democrats have a firm hold on the legislature in California. How well is Schwarzenegger likely to work with them?
Well, that's the question, and it's really a question that the California Democrats are going to have to ask themselves. Governor Davis was extremely gracious in his concession speech last night, pledged to cooperate with Schwarzenegger and pledged to try and come together for the best interest of California. The early word from legislative types on the Democratic side is that they are going to reach out to Schwarzenegger, that they recognize the results of the election. But that's going to be easier said than done. Not only is the legislature Democratic, but because of gerrymandering, it's very Democratic. And most of these Democratic incumbents are in safe seats that make it difficult for Republicans to knock them off. So our ability to influence them is limited. So that really is going to be an interesting question. But the problems are so severe that in order to address them, it is going to require bipartisan cooperation.
So some of the bitterness from the recall campaign might spill over into the task of governing?
Well, certainly some people are talking about that. But I think the cooler heads, such as Governor Davis has displayed and some of the legislative Democrats, are realizing that we need to move forward and we need to move on. I think there will certainly be some in the Democratic Party who are talking about another recall, but I think that really is just a lot of frustration boiling over, and don't expect that to be a realistic, viable option. The recall that happened last night was a unique convergence of factors coming together that's not likely to repeat itself anytime soon.
The new governor needs to recommend a budget in January. What's he likely to do?
Well, that's an excellent question. He has talked about calling a special session of the legislature even before then to deal with the budget. But the legislature showed no willingness at all to make any meaningful cuts in spending. Something that's happened is that the budget deal that was passed this year relies very heavily on basically bond indebtedness, and a judge just disproved $2 billion worth of that debt. So the hole is already growing as we speak. Frankly, it's going to require compromise from both parties.
Kevin Spillane is a Republican consultant based in Sacramento.